shiur this morning is sponsored anonymously as a schus for me and safe return to their families of three kidnapped Yeshiva Bachman at Yisrael, Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel Devoya, Gilad Michael ben Bat Galim, and Ayal ben Iris Shura. Also a reminder that there will be emergency Tillum gathering tonight for all members of Chicago Jewish community at Congregation Das Yeshurun. It will begin Minchat 8:15, followed by Tillum and then Myers. Okay. The topic today we're discussing is a topic of DNA testing, if you could be samech on the DNA testing or not. Tariq Dasha says in Pasha Shaiftim, Apish Naim Edem, Ashlesh Edem, Yuma Sameis. And there we learn if there's two Edem Ksheim that come to say Edis, then Bezin could be samech on them, and what they say, they check them out and they see that this everything sounds okay, then they can kill the person according to their testimony. Oh, there's no Edom Kshayim, there's no way you can kill him. In fact, the Malka is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Mishnah says in the Flam Zayin Amal Aleph, Ketzer Ma'ayim Isa Edom Al Edom Foshis. How do we scare Edom by come to Edom Foshis? You know, if they say Edis, there is Chayv Misa. Hoy Machnisim, Hoy Isam, you should get them in, Ma'ayim Alein, you should scare them. Shemer time and umid. Maybe it's umid. It was a factual. Maybe your assumption is like that. Umeshmuel, you heard it from somebody. You didn't see it directly. You heard it from somebody else. Or aid mipi aid, mipi adam naman, the person you trust, but you actually didn't see it. And if it actually didn't see it, then they cannot. Even though it might be true, still you cannot kill it because it's not pishnaim aidim. Is only if they see it. The Gemara of there is on Hedim Am Zayin based things on a Maisa. Ketzad Muhammad. What is called Muhammad? Assumption. I'm Alam Shema Kach Visem. Maybe this is what you saw. So you saw him running. Shuatzach Achaveyai. He's running after his friend. Reza Chayva. Ratzam Achlam. He ran after him. Mitzvah Yada. The person's running after. Let's say Reuven's running after Shimon, and you saw Reuven has a sword in his hand, with Dama and Tafta, and his blood on the sword. Vahag Mufafa, and you see the person dying in front of him, and he has a sword, but you didn't see Mamish sticking the sword into him. And Kach Leisam, Leisam Klum. If you saw like that, you didn't see anything. You can't kill a person because of that. And the Gemara brings after to Maisa. Amr Rav Shimon ben Shatach, Ere ben Nechama, Im Lari Isi Echad Shavatzach Havei L'chuva. I saw someone running after his friend into a chuva. Chuva is like a ruin. Condemned building, whatever. The Ratzi Acharav, and I ran after him. Isi Sayed B'yad, and I saw him have a sword in his hand. V'damayim Etaftev. And there was blood dripping from the sword. V'hag M'far from Matri Rasha. Mihar was there. Who killed this person? Aya ni ata. Abu Ma'asa, what can I do? Shein damcha masa biyadi. Shei omer tera pishnaim edim yuma sameis. So we see when it comes to din and afashas, you have to actually see killing the person, then you can say this. And if not that, then you can basically cannot be mechayiv him. Same thing speaks out the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perchof Halach Aleph, and also Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, Leicester Beit Tzadik, and also the Chinuch and Mitzvah Pei Beis Paskin. Also by Din and Farshis, yes, the Mamish see. However, Taisus and Shvuos and Lamadal and Alf, and also Taisus and Hedin Lam Zayin and Beis, they hold a Umder and Morchach Habsim by Din and Farshis. How they answer this Gemara? That's not part of the shiur today. And the Chaver and Chayshim Mishpat and Simet Hazvav Sif Hey. And Mashmai Paskus and Rambam this case. And that's Mashmai Tapaiskim. When it comes to din and afashis, you have to mamish and you two hate mamish. Anything less than that, you can't mechay the person. So it comes out with Dina that the chay misa, according to Targdesha, is only a pishnaye and ksheim yumas ameis. Without that, you cannot mechad misa. What about other dinei Yisrael? Other dinei Yisrael. You see that the number, we'll give a number of examples that you don't have to mamish see it. Yediya b'leiviyah, it's lashon of a paiskim. Yediya b'leiviyah. If you know for sure, like strong circumstantial evidence, yediya b'leiviyah is still like edus gemura. So we'll give now a number of examples to understand it better, then we get to the halacha l'maisa. Taisus in Yavamis, one case. Taisus in Yavamis, Manhayim Abayis. A woman was a skaya. When a woman wants to come to a gieris, she has to go to a mikra. A man or a woman, they have to go to a mikra to begay them. L'chaya. So Taisus asks, L'chaya, Bezin has to see the tefillah. How the shayach to watch the tefillah L'chaya in your tznius? So Taisus gives two terutzim. One time, Taisus says, the b'chiddush, he says, that didn't need a bezin, is only about Kabbalah's mitzvah. Tefillah, she can have a woman watching her. You don't need a bezin for tefillah. Only for the Kabbalah's mitzvah. That's one test in Taisus. The second test in Taisus, since the Yadura called that she was Taibo, it's like a thing, you know, they're standing outside the room. They hear her going into the water. There's a liquid lady watching her going down. Seeing going down, you hear the water, someone's jumping in and out of the water. So you see it's happening. So Mela, it's Yediyah v'lat Riyah, and it's like a bezin so mamish the tefillah, and it's nashir like edus gemura l'gabe tefillasa. Today it's not so negated. Today they use a sheet. There's other edus what to do, but the ma'isa you see such a thing. Even though bezin didn't see the actual tefillah, it's still a kosher tefillah. Why? Because you know for sure it's going to happen. Then it's a kosher tefillah. Another gemara in Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The gemara talks about. And the Kedushin, Ayin Gimel on Beis. The Gemara talks about four women gave birth. One, and all at one time, in one place. And the babies got mixed up. The only one who knows about it, who's who, is the midwife. So the Gemara says, Chaya Nemenes. And vice versa, the Paiskim, even if she's not Jewish. She's a non-Jewish woman. She's not menace. That she's not saying, this is the child of the Eishes Kayan. This is the child of Eishes Levi. This is the child of the wife of who's in Nitin, which can get married to Yisrael. And this is the child of the wife of a Mamza, of Eishes Mamza. She's been to say it. I the Chaya. There's no Shneidim. There's no Shneidim shame over here. So it helps. Because since there's no other way I can survive the MS, so Mela, we trust this midwife. So again, Yediyah b'leiviyah helps. The third case, the Gemara Kedushin, not the one question, Chaben Eben, Ramon Eben Ezra. We see same thing by Kedushin. The Ramon says in Eben Ezra, Simon Mendei, Siv Dalet, Yishem Rashba, he says, when the chassan marries his wife, he had to have to see to be kosher marriage. He has to see the Adam has to see giving over the ring directly onto her finger, or the shusa, or onto her shusa. She's kaina. But let's say Adam didn't see handing over the ring to her. Shama skachuli b'chem tzplaini. Even he says, "Areiach v'kadesh leiv it's a bazil." So, v'achal yotzim tachas yadam, and you see her carrying a ring. Any kedushin, actually, you haven't seen a mamish. According to Amar, you have to see the nesina mamish. However, Beis Shmuel, then over there in Sifkat and Sim Mem Hay, in Sim Mem Beis, in Sifkat and Yudbeis, brings down a matcha in Perek Aymer that argues. He says, "If you didn't see the nesina itself, you're not involved in the kedushin. If they saw." Something that if it's a double mechiyach, they can be married like if they saw the mice itself. Because we say, Heinein Yichud, Heinein Yabia. According to the first Mishnah Kedushin, Yimikash with Bia. I the Chayim did not in the room when they sit together. So, but if they see the Miyachah together, you say, Heinein Yichud Bia, and it's good enough to know that they were together, that's enough. That's a vice to the Mechaba, Machoykas Ramor, and the Beis Shmuel, B'Shem Namotcha. However, Piskei Tshuva, over there in Sifkon Yebez, Dingzan Shem the Chavitzion in the Sefer Mitzvah, which is the Aflah, and also Chus Sam Sefer in Evan Ezra Chelikal Sim Kofalov. There's no machlokes between Ramah and the Beis Shmuel, and there's no machlokes between the Rashba and the Moscha. That the Rashba is talking, whereas the case talking, you stopping, maybe he gave it to Matana. He gave her a ring, maybe he gave it to Matana. So check to say by Fanacha, so she didn't have Kedushas. But the Moscha is talking, there's an Umdin Amorcha that it was a Kedushin. So in such case, Umdin Amorcha that it was a Kedushin, then in such a case, even though they didn't see the Mamish, the Maisa, and the Sina, it's kosher. So you see again, if it's not in the game team in Foshit, if there's Umdin Amorcha that it happened, even without two of them watching it, it's kosher. Now, if you ever notice, you watch a Chuppah, you ever notice, if you ever ate Kedushin, they sometimes pick up the veil, sometimes the veil is so thick you can't see the collar, they have to pick up the veil to see the collar. In Emerson, in Ebenezer, there's a little side off, that's not the gay mamashir, but we're told, the Ramah says in Ebenezer, in Simla Amlaal, says his base, that Gandaygen lechasif pnei kalat snuris. The minig is to cover the face of the collar. So if it's the true of Ixdan Sivkon Hei, even though you don't see the face of the collar, Shas Kedushin, that's called Yimkai Shemidiyah and Riyah. That's called a Riyah. Since you're afterwards, there the Chuppah, if she picks up the veil. She picks up the veil, then there's no problem. And if you look in the stipler, Archot Rabbeinu, in Chedekei, page Yedalad, he brings down, like this holds it to Vechayim, Shus Yankov, the Nesivis, that you don't have to see the face of the Kala. There's a woman standing here. I don't see who she is, but there's a woman there. So as long as you see is a woman there, that's good enough. And that's how Stipler's Noeg. The Stipler's Noeg, that you don't have to see the face of the Kala. And he also quotes there in Archos Rabbeinu, he quotes the Lechaim Kaneski, said, like this passage also the Chazon Ish. So even though the Chatzkila were machmer to negal pnei, it's if you yotzei chol hashitus, because our shitus are machmer. However, Adina, vaday, you don't have to be megal pnei of the kala. The fourth case. Yeah, what?
Isn't the Gemara by Menachem, Kederach Menachem?
Yeah.
Isn't that legal by Misa?
You see them together. You see them both there. Yeah, that's enough. That's enough to mechayev. That's what says in the Marcus of Zion. Misa, chay misa, because that's mamish. That's mamish yidiyah. That's real mamish. That's worse. Yeah. You see the two people. Here's talking about the chayev again. More cases of the Gemara. You don't see. Right. You don't see, but that's like it's like the actual. The Gemara says. Mashenkin, the case of with the sword. You didn't see mamish the actual. You didn't see the actual sticking the sword into the person. It's a little bit different. All right. Another case. Chalavakum. Today, which a lot of people are semech, we try to be machmer, but a lot of people are semech that they have stam cholav. The semech has stam cholav. So where is semech on? There's no ashkocha there. So Moshe writes in Tshuva, in your day, Chelek Aleph, Sim Mem Zayin, that since there's a pekuach, in time of Memshala, they should not mix in any cholav behem etzveya with the kosher milk. So and if they do it, they have a shirt to close them out of, to put them out of business. So Mela does a mitzvah that they will not mix chalav tamei. You know, it's without the tam pichas. Pichas says that the reason why we make on chalav on goyish milk today is because we don't have behemoth tamei in our farms. There's no behemoth tamei. There's no camels. There's no, all they have is just cows and so on. However, even at that time, he says that since there's a mitzvah that they're not to mix the chol of tomei, so mela it's like yidia berura. So he quotes the same mishainim. He says it's yidia b'leiria, and even though there's no ashkocha there, the shas the chalina is still like there's ashkocha there. That's the Moshe's big chiddush, which many people accept. Another case in Chayshim Mishpat Siman Lamed Hei Sif Yedalek, the mechaber brings down the shita from Rambam and the Rashba that a woman is pasul to say Edis. Why it says, Omda, Vomach, Shnei Anoshim. Only men. And afir b'makam v'shchicha nashim, even a place there's no men around, nashik shem v'hoyed, adayim ishen enaman. Still the woman, zakta mechaba, a woman is not naman. That's the shittas of mechaba. However, Ramah, over there, in the chashmish, some of my head being down, takana takadmainim, the wakam, she'ein anashim, we are, it's a place where there's no men around, Nashim Yamonais. Okay, Yeshmi, Shekotav, Afir Ishi Yechida, single woman alone. I call Namanim, Bini Hakar, Ebzayim Tamachacham, Oshak Tatais, and Mesiris. Because why the death? Shefishain Dech Lahasman, Edim Kshayim, and if not Lahasman. So maybe we see from here there are more holes that Shaykh Fanim, that you can be married, you can trust Suli Edis. And often, we cannot provide for Edim Kshayim. And but the halav and shittu machaba, which is the Rambam and Rashba, the advice says you can't do it. If there even there's no men around, you can't trust women. We got to saying, that we mentioned Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin says only by Nisa doesn't help him the muchach. But everyone else helps the muchach. But here's a little bit different. Here's how I've got to say this. By umdin the muchach, the Rambam is also maider, that it could be Rambam is also maider, then it helps. Another case, which is even more startling. Sometimes they believe even Goyim. Even Goyim. The Mishnah says in Gittin, that you know my days. Kol ha-shtoris ha-oilim ba-kois. All shtoris ha-oilim ba-kois. Shalai de-kachavim. Alpi she-chismeim ha-dechavim k'sheim. All shtoris that are ha-kois. And the Goyim signed it. And so it's oil ha-kois and the ha-kois accepted. Is kosher chutz mekitinasha shechru avadim, except when it comes to a get or when it comes to free servant. And the reason is because our kohanim are very zor, they're very careful, because they want to keep their good reputation. They should be trusted. They will not make themselves into shakronim. They want everyone to trust them. So maybe they're very careful to make sure everything is done properly. So maybe you trust in the God of stars. So Pashtus, the Mishnah in the Gittin, is talking about the great Din of Mamnes. However, there's a Shuvach Sam Sefer in Evan Ezech Helgal Sumem Gimel. He says, Akois Aneman Fagunis. And the same thing, there's a Shuvach by Yitzchak from Yitzchak Hanan in Evan Ezech Helgal Sumem Heyan of Dalad. And the same thing he writes again in his child of Shuvach, saying Yitzchak Helgal Sumem Aleph Aleph. He says the same thing also. And same thing speaks to Amram Sheik in a Chaim Simesh Pehei. And also Mashmo is for a Moshe in two Tshuvas. In a Ezech Helgal Sim Memches and in a Ezech Helgal Sim Memches Ois Beis. That Negea Timata Aguna, we trust our Kois. It's not only our Kois, it's not only our Agunas. Sometimes the case of Geiris. It's going a little tangent because Negea Mice a lot of times. Let's say a girl is adopted. A boy's adopted. Do I know if he's Jewish or not? And the adopted agency we hold has no namanis because they want to say it's a Jewish child, so more Jews will take it. They say it's a Jewish child, no, a lot of people want to adopt it. However, so we don't trust the adoption agency. Well, if there's a letter from the court, and I had this to get a number of times, if you want to check the yichus, you have to have a court document. The court document says that the mother was Jewish, that's then we accept it then. Because for this reason, we use it for aguna, and certainly Kal V'chaim will use it for geiris, for yichus, if the child is Jewish or not.
What if they consider patrilineal?
Who? It doesn't make a difference. It says if the mother is Jewish or not. It says the religion of the mother. It says religion of the father. Okay?
How do you know the mother could be patrilineal? Maybe her mother wasn't Jewish and she converted.
Huh?
How can you be semichan?
Yeah. We're talking about this is going back, 30, 40 years. They didn't know this whole patrilineal. They didn't know this whole. Oh, today it's not so posh. Today it gets worse. Now it's already worse. In fact, there's certain court records don't even say even Jewish anymore because that's against politically correct, and it's not right, whatever it is. Today we have bigger problems today. But the cases from 30, 40 years ago, we still could be semich on that. That's what he said. But that's only lately, the last 10, 15 years. We're talking about.
Go back longer.
No. This came out with Jeshimla, Meshuggah Neshuggah. was the president of the reform there. He came out with this chiddush. It was only 10, 15 years ago, like 20 years ago, but not 50 years ago. All right.
So we're
you have to check with them more. Normally it says if they're single, married. It says, usually it says in the divorce document all the particulars. All right.
Okay.
Later. If it's not the gate of Suga, then we'll live later.
No, it's from earlier.
What do you mean earlier?
The mix up with the baby. What about DNA?
Huh? That's why the shear. That's the shear.
Okay.
We're trying to get to it. Okay? I'm trying to lead to it. Yeah?
Would he have to give him another ring, or because this one is now possible because it wasn't her?
He has to do it over again. It wasn't the car, they have to do it over again.
But by doing it over, meaning that she can't give him back that ring, because that's...
Well, he can match them back to her. He can match it back to her.
All right.
So you see from all these things, from all these examples we gave, that we make it without agent Shem Mamish. When it's not negated in the fashis, with the umdin and the mochach, then it's okay. And the same thing with the forish in the mechaber, in chashem mishpat, and siman tezvav, siv gimel, these are on the rush. That if there's an umdin and a mochach, and it's not a din meruma, and the benzin sees that they're honest people, with samech on umdin and mochach. And not like the Rambam and Smachmer by umdin and mochach, even not din in fashis. The Piskachuva over there in Siman Tezvav and Sif Kantar says, Ladina, we hold that whenever the Mundur Mokach and the life and the Libra of the dying is Shalim, he trusts them, he sees that the circle of evidence is real strong, it's okay. You could turn me on it. And same thing, he been down from Kama Paiskin. And same thing, Paskin, to Arach HaShochan, in Sif Kantar, over there in Siman Tezvav, Sif Kandalas. It's a strong circumstantial evidence. Okay. All right. Now we're reviving more. We're going step by step. First of the nefashis, then talking about the nemamas and akoris, and now go a step further. When I'm in a case where there's no edim, and there's no impossible edim around, and there's no man, there's no woman in the world to be made at all. This is no woman mochach at all. However, Kimisamech on scientific or psychological hachachas. Proof. Can you be samech on that or not? There's a very interesting Meister Sefer Chassidim brings down. Meister Naya. That the Sefer brings down. He means the Meister happened to have upside your going. Meister Meister, upside your going. Someone went to Medina Sayyam. He went to Medina Sayyam, he went across the ocean. He went together with a servant. And he took with him a lot of money. And his wife was pregnant at that time. While they were overseas, the Adin, the master, died. And the Eved went and said, and it was master called the Chassam, and says, I'm the son. No difference. He's overseas. You know, like no communications like what we have today. And he says, I'm the son. And the woman who left pregnant later on had a baby boy. He was overseas. And a number of years later, he heard that his father died. So he knew his father was wealthy. His mother told him he had a lot of money. He took with him a lot of money. So he wanted to get back to all the money that from his father, which he's entitled to. However, he was afraid if a gobi tevei the Eved, the Eved will kill him. So he wouldn't be able to get his money back. So what did he do? He went to Absad Yagoyim. This is the Sefer Chassidim. He's our Meister. Sefer Chassidim is in Siman Reish Lamed Beis. So he went and he went to Absad Yagoyim and he told him the whole Meister. So Absad Yagoyim says, I can't help you. Go to the king. Go to the king and tell the king the story and let him take care of it. He went to the king. So the king sent him back to Absad Yagoyim. You know, in the, you know, an interesting story in New York, when the Catholic priests don't know what to do with someone who's dying, they send him to the rabbi. It's the truth. They do it. Right. So anyway, so because we have all the answers. They don't have the answers. So anyway, so the Melech went to Tzad Yadayin, yeah? The Melech went to Tzad Yadayin and to be done this din. So if Tzad Yadayin says, so they went to Tzad Yadayin. So this is what Tzad Yadayin did. How do you push it? How do you know who's the son, who's not the son? What's going on over here? So he took a bone from the Avi Ben, from the father who died. He took the bone of an etzem of the Avi Ben, and he took out blood from the Eved. He was marked down from the Eved and from the son. And he put the blood of the Eved into one bowl, and the blood of the real son in different second bowl. And he took the bone of the father, and he took the bone of the father, and he put it into the bowl of the blood of the Eved, and it wasn't Nivla Adam. Adam did not absorb it. However, he took the bone and he put it into the bowl of the real son, and the blood, the bone absorbed the blood. Why? Because Sadigoyin took the money, he took the money and he gave it to the real son. This is a Maisa Shaya. In fact, I had a kasha on this Maisa for years. But you know, like the Mishnah Melech says, when you pay a shi, you owe Siyat to the Shemaya. So I had kasha, how do you get the bone? How can you do it? So I found, when the Pesach, I found in Kevitz Shuvah, Sumba Yashiv, he has this kasha. In Kevitz Shuvah, in Chedakal, Sim, and Kuflam, and Hey. He asks, how could you have said you're done with the bone? How can Mishdamish accept him? And in fact, Chassam Sefer says that a person is not, in your day, in Shimam above, you know, a person now sell his body for doctors, if a science that you should learn from the Chachmas Rafua, even though they gain something in it, because the Mesh is also Bano. So how can you take this also Bano? So the Ashik is interesting terrors. He quotes the Chazaynish. The Chazaynish says in your day, and Sim, I didn't believe it. I looked it up. The Chazani says in Sim Reish Ches Aizayin. The Chazani says like this, that if it's only Rir B'Alma, you look at it, you're not Mishtam, this is not called Mishtam, just Rir B'Alma to look at it, then it's not called Nidke B'Shuk, it's not called Yavdana, Yunana, there's no Asurina, it's not called Asurina, and Mela, there's no Issa. That's what the Chazani says.
To use it to
the Maisa, it's not that you sell it to yourself for money and so on. You just take it for a second, you stick it in your.
I'll
tell you what, Chazayin, if you want to argue, okay? Can end this? Yeah, I'm not finished yet. This is only the beginning. Can end this Maisa with a Sadi going is also, it's Kamada Gemara like this, a little bit different. The Gemara is in Babasa, that's in Chesam Aleph. The Gemara is in Maisa Rabbanoi. A woman, the whole story about Sayyid Short, a woman told his daughter, I have 10 sons. But you know, only, she admitted to her daughter, only one of them is merely my son. The rest are not from your father. Our 9 children are not from father. The father found out about it, couldn't do anything, of course. So he left the Tzavor and he said, the father, when he died, left the Tzavor, all my nechotim should go to my real son, to my one son. Now there's 10 over here. Now who's the real one? Who's the real one over here? So they didn't know what to do. So they went to Rabbi Noi. Oh, they went to Kama Noi. Oh, my Lord, Zira, Chavita, Kivra, Tzavuchim, Adakar, Gala, Lechol, Haimin, Eichel. All 10 sons says, go and bang at the kevra of the father, bang away until he says, who's the real son? So the Gemara says, Shofka Azekulai. All the sons went in to the kevra. However, one son didn't go. So Rabbi Noi says, this is the real son. The other one of the sons said, I had the chutzpah to go and bang. But he has a son. The son is a real son. He felt internally, how can I go and bother the care of my father? So Benoit says, this is the real father. This is the real father. So this is the real son. This is the real son. So Rashbam says, even though there's no witnesses in Oed, there's nothing over here, but it's called Shudda the Dina. A Dina has a right sometimes to pass something which common sense tells him. So we see from here, you can pass in Dina and Mohammed, even with Nashaykh Edom, through scientific or psychological hachochas. Okay, now we'll talk about blood tests and DNA. Can you pass in a Shaila? Now we went to the cell. First talk about Edom and Umdomurcha. Now we're talking about DNA. A regular blood test. Can you say the kind of regular blood test? Before DNA came out. So can you say the kind of regular blood test? So the Chuvan Tzitzeliezer in Chedi Gimel Simen Kuf Dalet, he says blood test is not under the Mokas and he can't convey anything through this because it's not Bodek 100% got Bodek Menusa, and therefore it's not under the Mokas. And the same thing quotes in Nishmas Avraham and Ebenezer Simen Dalet from Shlomo Zalman. You can only use it as a sniff, but the blood test shows something, you can't, it's not a hundred, you can't be Semichanet. And same thing.
What are you referring
one
to?
One second.
What does it mean a blood test?
You take a regular blood test and you want to see if this is a real father, real mother.
How would you identify it?
You take it, it could test it out from the blood it could say. Not DNA. What you do is the blood is
the
Rh factor, right. The same thing. Alright. So it's not 100%. So and Shlomo Zalman writes later on, he says also in the Nishmas Avraham that the regular bedik is dam is also Jacques Kirk right at Suffolk, but it's not 100%. However, if you violate DNA, then it's more of a beer. How much is DNA? So I looked around in a few places that talk about DNA. So I found three versions. How much DNA? How much the percent is? And I said, how much can you find another one a match to it? Besides, twins could be a match. Twins, there was two. If two boys or two girls or brother sister born together one time, if they're twins, then shy to be a match. But any besides that,
identical twins,
right? Only identical twins. So I found one place says it's 1 in 1 billion. Another one says 1 in 10 billion, and one says 1 in 100 million. But it's, well, even 100 million is a lot. So it's more. It's come out 100%. It's a match less than 100%. So. So DNA testing, if you have DNA testing, it's more of a beer, like we said, and it helps for everything except two things. Let's say talking to Gunas. We'll give a case of Gunas, the down to earth case of Gunas, the Twin Towers. There are many Yidden that were Leno that died with the plane crash into the, and sometimes and everything burnt. All that to some of it was DNA. Can you say mechan the DNA or not? So if you don't find the mace, or you found some DNA of his without a goof, we say it helps in Mataguna. Where do we get it from? In Ebenezer. Now this is the machoikas in the Paiskim. I'm telling you what Dina Leah Zaiti, we pass him like Shlomo Zalman and Zalman Chaim Govitz. Other Paiskim held differently. But this is what the Gdaya Paiskim we accept usually. The din is in Ebenezer, in Simon Yud Zayin, Sif Chav Dalet, the Mechaba says, Simon Muvek, the Yaisa, this is the Lashon of Mechaba, the Gufay Mahani. If it comes to identify to Mata Aguna, if you have a Simon Muvek, the Gufay, helps. So Zalman Chenny Goldberg, one of the Adar, in the Sefer HaTchumim, in Chere Chav Gimel, page 116, he has a Tshuva on the Twin Towers. And he said, today we have DNA, it's called, the Bechad Simen Mulek B'Yaita, it's not Stama Simen. Today, since it's such a, it's so unusual, someone should to have a match to it, it's enough to be Mata and Aguna. And he says, the B'dikas of DNA is Gadlus Ha'esh of the B'nai Shailam. Each person himself has own Simonim, has his own DNA, as if from any other person in the world. And you're allowed to be Mata Aguna on the Smach. And he brings a right to this. He brings a right to this from a tshuva from Ein Yitzchak, from tshuva from Yitzchak Bachanan. And you see the Chelgal, similar to Ebenezer, similar to Lav, or Zdal Ches. He says, let's say a person died. And they took a picture of him. And then, someone has the old picture, has a picture when he's alive, and it looks exactly the same, you can match his wife to be married. So that's what the Yochanan says. If you ask me, I think it's strong, the DNA is even stronger than a picture. But anyway, that's his right. His right is from a Yitzhak Hanan, that if you have a picture, for a photograph, you can match Aguna. And same thing speaks out of Shlomo Zalman and Nishmas Avram, and same thing, he brings down for Yashiv. The same thing, DNA is 100%. And he's my Yashiv is my there. His sign is, you have to send DNA with Samechan fingerprints, Misaychaman, and teeth, dental records, the Samechan dental records. So if you send Samechan fingerprints, certainly, let me finish. You have Samechan fingerprints, certainly, and dental records, certainly, you can send Samechan DNA. That's what the Rabbi said. So come to our coin this, even if you find this goof in different foods in different places, and DNA, Moshe, sometimes you have these, they're laying these bombs in Israel, you know, that they kill 10 people and the body parts are all over. You're allowed to put, if you through DNA, you have different parts of the body, you're allowed to cover, put it together, all the same cover, you're allowed to put the same cover. Since the DNA shows, it's shaykh to other mechad.
Yep. So does it make it feel like if you get the information from a goy versus a yid?
What do you mean, DNA?
DNA information.
There are some people that are mefakrit and say that who's the one that tested DNA? A goy, a yid, or whatever it is. So how can you trust them? However, on that, the answer is chazaka uman lo imam nase. It's not a tainah. He has the job in jeopardy. If they find out he's cheating, he's doing something wrong. And there's no reason for him to lie. Why should he lie? There's a missus, and even not a missus. There's no reason for him to lie. He says, yes, alive, not alive. A guy kicked Nishan. A guy kicked Nishan the whole thing.
Who holds
so,
DNA is not accepted?
Huh? It's Wagner and his Besdin. They hold it's not, you can't accept 100%. But the Maisa, no one accepts that. The Maisa, the consensus of all Gdolei HaPoskim is.
It says anything about fingerprints too?
Huh?
It goes like that about fingerprints and dental records as well.
They don't talk about that. I don't know what they say. I don't know.
Do
they don't talk about
DNA
it.
To bring
we're trying to get to it. 1 second. We're trying to spot a shear.
All
right. Let me say.
Photography. They have all these enhancements. Digital exchange.
Yeah, we're talking about today. I'm talking about the time Yitzhak Hanan didn't have all the stuff we have today.
Yeah.
It's not so posh. Today you have to worry about they could fool. Today they could do the worst things. They could take a picture of you in the worst place and so on, and it looks 100% legitimate. Today you have to worry about it. It can't be 700%. We're talking about the time Yitzhak Hanan was 100 years ago. All right. I have a lot to say. Let me just finish a little bit more, okay?
From a vital organ or could be just a finger?
Even if anything. Yeah. Anything.
How do you know the person that didn't run away and all you have is a finger?
Huh?
Maybe the person really ran away and all they have is part of their finger. How do you know that the person...
All right. He asked a good question. Let's say they found a finger. So maybe he lost a finger and ran away. So... That Shiloh came up at the Twin Towers, and the sense of Paiskim, which is 100% right, they said that a person had a good marriage, and he didn't come back in 12 months, to Simon, that he was killed. That's the answer. Chassam Seifer, another Paiskim hold like that if it's Mayan Shemlem Seif, you know, it could be he's at the end of the ocean, he can't communicate today, even that you say could communicate. If someone is somewhere else, he would communicate today if he had a good marriage. So Mela, so we're semich on that a lot today. Let's say the number of cases say airplane goes down. So we're semich also that if he would have came out of airplane today, now say the type of communication they would have contacted you. I don't know about the Malaysian plane that got lost. I don't know about that one. I'm just saying, but normally.
So they investigated the family situation.
We're not worried. We don't get carried away with that. Avelis. If you have DNA testing, can a person sit shiva then? So what I did on Avelis, you also could be your samech on DNA. That they didn't find his goof, but they found something, the DNA. To show that he's not to show that let's say he was in his body is burnt so on, you don't have any evidence, but you have a DNA of him, then it's, she's mutter to marry another man. Negei Yerusha. Negei Yerusha, that Yerusha, since the DNA shows, is Mekubal Chol Olam, so it shows you can say mech, it is Hiti Yerush on the smach of DNA. Same thing, what's it called, pa? To know the real father.
Fraternity.
Same thing, fraternity. If you're not sure who the real father is, if you do a DNA, it shows who the real father is. Sometimes it's Chaim is doing it, sometimes Fatim is doing it. Depends on these circumstances. However,
what?
Just
by death or by getting
there? They use it as a sniff. You know, it, you could use it, but not as strong as from Shemzam and Rabbi Asher and Rabbi Asher held.
Why?
They're machmumor. They're not. However, the one case that we're not saying on DNA is Negei Mamzeris. Negei Mamzeris. That's what I think Lamelech has said. You remember we spoke out the Meister from the Sefer Hasidim. With the Meister of Sadia Goyin. That he stuck in the bone into blood. And that was Muchach. Who was the right, who was the real son? We also mentioned Gemon Babasa. They had 10 children and one, I said only one came from woman, so from my, from her husband. Fact about the Eli Rabba. The Rabba is on that Meister. In Tov Kuf Samechet, Sifkon Tezvav. And your rabbi asks, why didn't the Benoi do the test of Sadia Goyin? It is the Sadia Goyin knew this test, sticking the bone into blood. So certainly, Rabbi Benoi was an Amora, knew of this test. Why didn't he take the bone? Why didn't he take a bone, stick it into the his skin? Why didn't he stick it? Why did Rabbi Benoi do the test of that so we know which is the real child? And which are the Mamzerim? Which are Jim and which are not?
It was easier to put it this way.
Huh?
It was easier not to
mess with it. 1 second. So, yes, sir. Such a serious thing, you don't just play around with it, okay?
But you figured it out.
Right.
No.
So, Zakta Bar Yeraba. Let me finish. Zakta Bar Yeraba. Yesh Leima. That's it. Yesh Leima. That's all. He stops there. Alright. Dirashash. Over there in Babasa says a very important teretz, is very sedictive teretz, which is negated very much to Maisa. The Rashad says, and on the Gemara in Babasa over there, that the time of the Sefer Hasidim will be Megala de Mamzerim. Megala de Mamzerim. Rabbi Benoi didn't want to make the one that she Megala de Mamzerim. However, the test of Benoi was only a Dorf Sneers. The son is more careful not to knock on it, so he did shit the dina. So comes out according to this, even the umne gedolos that the mamzerim, but we don't do maisim. They shemegalot the mamzerim. Why not? So who's going to do shidduch? Some of this might be a mamzer. The person's careful to do shidduch. Why would a person won't want to know? Why wouldn't they fast him that the mamzerim? So everyone should be careful not to do shidduch with them. Because if you do shidduch and find later on, you'll not be mamzer in Klal Yisrael. So I'm going to tell you now, Yisrael Gadol. It's more in the Paiskim, Yisrael Gadol. First one that talks about it is Rivosh. Rivosh in the new print from Machon Yishalayim. The new from Machon Yishalayim, the Chavik Beis, in Siman Tov Mem Zayin, he says, whenever you can be Taylor, that the lot comes from the husband, even though it's a far-fetched thing. Chances are she was Mizana. But if, even if it's a far-fetched thing, if you could tell her it could come from the husband, it came that she was living with her husband, then we don't say that it's a mamza. Same thing strikes in Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda, Madur Kama, in Ebenezer Simsang Tess, he brings a maisa. A person married a woman and 7 years didn't have children, and then he got sick and the sick, he got very sick, the chorish that he's going to die from. He was very sick. 3 days before he died, she went to the mikvah. Didn't have any children to now, and she went to the mikvah, and 9 months later she had a baby, and people were saying it could have been she got pregnant from her husband because he was too sick. He died 3 days later. He was too weak. So it must have been, and the testation must have been with someone else. So the shayla is, Does the wife need chalitz or not? Need a chalitz or not? So you heard it right. The blood is kosher. She's not zakat liyibim. And he writes kamer vizon to matter that the child is not a mamza. And same thing speaks on Rabbi Yehuda. Another case, came the same case. Madut Chiyana, Evan Ezra Siman Beis to matter that the child is not considered a mamza. The same thing speaks out to Chasam Sefer in Evan Ezra Chelik Aleph Siman Yod Gimel. Also has a case of a question suffix. Who's the father of the child? And in Matriach, and he says that he finds common reasons to say that the woman wasn't Zinsa. Masham has an interesting case. Masham is in Chelik Gimel and Siman Kuf Samech Aleph. Masham brings a Maisa that a woman did not give birth for 5 years. She didn't have children for 5 years, and afterwards she had 2 sons. And people saw she was nechshed. She was living with another man. She was not living. She was hanging out with another man. They don't obviously live together, but she was choshed that she had shackles with another man, and she had 2 children. After that child, the man, and the children look exactly like the person she's choshed from. So Shaila was, if the child is a mamzer, if these 2 children are mamzerim or not. Now what would you say? Looks exactly like the one that's choshed. Huh? What?
DNA.
They didn't have DNA in that time. Huh? No, not in this case. In this case, not. Okay. So, Sinema Hashem has a tshuva on it, and he says that the child is not a mamzer. The vlad is kosher. The vlad is kosher. Completely. There's no shayla whatsoever. Even though the children look like the one is chashit that she would live with, it's no raya. And he brings a medrash rabba. Medrash rabba speaks on a famous story. Some of you probably saw it or saw it, that the Aisha, I think, of a king who was, or what a scholar radio case was, that there was, she had a picture of someone on the wall. And it was a Shratzer. A Shratzer, a picture of a Shratzer. And then she had a baby of a Shratzer. The baby was a Shratzer. So they were choshed that she was Mizana with this person. So they came to one of the Amaris, and the Amaris said, no, Ifka, she probably was Mahara. Since you have a picture in the room, maybe she was Mahara with the man Shas, when they were together. So man, that's how the baby looks like that. And that's why the baby looks like that. Kachava, there was a picture in the room, and Kachava, that's why the baby looks like that. The Medrash, the Medrash, Medrash in 2 places. Medrash is in... Medrash in Parshas Vayetze in Siman Ayin Gimel, and Parshas Nosai Parshas Perek Tes. So Meila, so here Machshava could be. So Meila, we say she won Zimtzum. Plus he ends off, and how you say right Bias Achabal? If even she lived with an Echshad, but a Maisa, right Bias Achabal. So it happened once, but other times, so you say. He said, "Right there, Sachabal." So it's no raya. So the man of the is kosher. There's a tshuva from Yitzchak Hanan in Chelek Aleph and Siman Vav. He has a tshuva like this in Ebenezer Siman Vav. A woman did not give birth for 10 years. She didn't have any tshuva for 10 years. A car went out and said that she was a siachid with another man. Well, one of the workers in the company over there, and after she had a child, and she was married to her husband, that the child's not from him, and they got divorced, and afterwards, the husband married another woman, and he died without children. So the shayla came to Yitzchak Hanan, is this lot of kosher not? The woman was married. She said, "I live with somebody else." So Yitzchak Hanan paskin, the lot is kosher. Right, this achabal, and we don't believe the woman. Women are shakran. We don't believe the woman. Even if she's vayda, she has no namanis. And maybe the child is 100% kosher, and also doesn't need chalitza then. Because since he had a child already, even though he married a second time, we don't have a child, they don't need chalitza. The same thing speaks out of Moshe in 2 tshuvas, and another tshuva in Chel Gimel, in Chel Gimel Simon Tess. And the Ramaster, he has a long tshuva, but in the Vasa Chen, he says, Roy Bias Achabal. With a question like this today, These are all shayles that happened 100 years ago and more. What about today? Should we do a DNA test? We're not sure if the child is a mamzer or not. Do a DNA test. Zokav Yashiv in Kedis Chuvas Chegalusim in Kuflam Hei. There's a shayla that a woman said that the daughter she gave birth is not from her husband. So he says, even though you could do DNA and via who's the father, but according to Rashash, we mentioned the quote before, according to Rashash, you don't do Bdikas DNA. Why? Because we don't want to make someone into a mamzer. And the Vlad is kosher, and they usually say to Rashash. But it's even more than that. This is one step. The next step is even further. And might have happened in Eretz Yisrael. In the, I say where the babies are in the
nursery.
In the hospital. The babies got mixed up. So the Shailaka Nishmas Aramba brings it down in a very similar dollar. The babies got mixed up in the hospital. And they made a Bdikas dam. So Chayav Bdikas, if do a DNA testing, you know exactly what it is. But there was a problem here. What was the problem? The DNA matched to one child. The second child didn't match to any other parents. Not the mother's, nothing. So vice versa, Pashas, there's some cheating going on over here. Let me finish. And they saw the diamonds not from the star. So they asked Shlomo Zalman. So he passed in that this deacon, even though it's a deacon of Kubal Chol Olam, and like DNA is thrown with Shemachanit, and you could convey who's the father to Mechayadim, is Mezainis or not Mezainis, or to be the Bedeh, this is what Shlomo Zalman says. But to be Kaveh, Mamzeris, to be Dika, you can't be Kaveh. As long as it's a Sheret, even Esher Rechaika, that it could be that his name is not a Mamzer, what could be? How could be cases? Not Mamzer. I can think of two cases. I'll give you two cases. How you can figure out it's not a Mamzer? The baby is not from the father. But how could it be it's not a Mamzer? There's a Mufurish Gemara. It's Paschal Shulchan Aruch. And I'm an Ezra Simon Dalit. Yeah? Nope. The Gemara says that if an ancient ish lives with a guy, the child is not a Mamzer. Huh? Not a Kagolim. It's not a Mamzer. We're not talking about Kagolim. It's the Ashur Baal Baal. Here we're talking. It could be that it was a Sabbath from a guy. So the Sabbath from a guy, the child is not a Mamzer. Another Eitzah. Who could think of another Eitzah? One more Eitzah. Yeah? Nope. It's still a Mamzer. Right. Artificial insemination. Artificial insemination. According to a motion, number of tshuvas, it doesn't make the child to a Mamzer. It's only through a Maisabia. But if through artificial insemination, it's not a Mamzer. Only such a Shlomo Zalman. Only now Shlomo Zalman didn't bring down the Seitzah. He only brought the guy. Because if Shlomo Zalman attacked Agadah of Moshe, he holds the child of Mamzer. That's why he didn't bring down the Seitzah. But according to Moshe, right. So anyway, so only by Dina and Mamas, you're allowed to, only DNA can be Kaveah. But it can't be Kaveah Mamzeris. Kaveah Mamzeris can only be through the father. Father says Yakir, or through Tuedim. And not through Bdikas DNA. Where Moshe writes in Shuvan Evan Ezra, Chedavdal Simin Yedayin, Anafrov, he has long Shuvah. And he says, even to Miyuta, still Chazal wants it like that. Not to make someone into a Mamzer. It's Yadua, the Rabbonis HaRoshis, in Eretz Yisrael, do not do, when to know if the child is a Mamzer or not, they do not do DNA testing. They don't do it. They're not going to it. They use it for other things. But to say the child is a Mamzer or not, they don't do DNA testing. But they don't want to go into Mamzer. Let me finish. Okay? We mentioned four Rashash. However, where did they get say such a big thing like this? I think I have a strong raya. There's a Gemara in Yevamos that's pay on the days. The Gemara says, Isha Shahara Bairam Dinsayam. Her husband went to Dinsayam. Vishtaya Chaitiyachi Shasa Vachshirei. He went 12 months. And before 12 months, let's say 11th month, she had a baby. And they said the baby's kosher. only takes 9 months. Granted, the statistics are, I checked into it, to have a baby 12 months in mother's stomach is 1 in 250,000 births. Miyutah miyutah. Is that a miyutah miyutah? It's certainly miyutah miyutah. So anyway, so they were mashed. And the Mechaber says in Ebenezer Simidalat Sifidalat Isha Shai Bailab and Bin Sayam Vishal Shom Yaisin Bud Es Chaydish Vyoda Achiv Es Chaydish. He's away 1 to 12 months. He's got birth after 12 months. Havlad Manza Shein Havlad Shai Bin Meima Yaisin Meyud Es Chaydish. So Amor is Maisif that Batarchi Es Chaydish Ein Lachish Daminen Dishtoi Kokach the Meimid. And say it stayed longer than 9 months in mother's stomach. So we see that even if it's a miyuta, a very small miyuta, Chachamim wants in matzah, not to mother mazeim Christ, even though circumstantially it doesn't make sense. 12 is away for 11 months and she had the baby. It must have been she lived with someone else. We don't want mamzeim. We say, since it's shach, even if it's a miyuta, we say, we're not to mamzeim. Even though the Beishmuel, there in Sifkan Yudayim, and Chazal Chayik and Sifkan Yir argue on the Mechaber, they hold, they don't say the story, it's after, a little after 9 months, you can say it's a Mamza, but Mashmoy is a Paiskim, they write says they hold like the Mechaber. So we see very strongly, we see, like the Yisrei the Rishash, we see Yisrei, we try not to make someone into a Mamza, whatever we do, even though we're heard there are ways to find out, Koyim Yashi, you don't even check the DNA. And if Shem Zan was further, even if you did check the DNA, we're not Seinach on it. Also, there's one other place. Someone had a question. Yeah.
Okay. You did, in the case of Shem Zalman, there was a reyasa. But what if you have two men, a husband and the other
boyfriend?
The boyfriend.
Okay.
So, and you do the DNA. You did do a DNA test, and it shows that it belongs to the boyfriend. You're not going to make the kid a mamzer?
No.
Right,
that's it.
Now, what if you're the Shem?
Well, go right. Let me just finish. You'll see this thing. You'll see the Vaita. Here it happens to be a Ramah. A Maitik Ramah. Ramah is in Evan Ezerson and Bey Sifay. Ramah, this is Losh Ramah. Mishpacha Sheyesh Bar Psul. Then you do a Rabbim. You know there's something wrong there. And you do a Rabbim Kimish and Nitma. Once you know knows about it, don't tell anybody. Very dead Psula and Rishoy. Any Rishoy. It's Losh Ramah. You know to Megala, Elianichena b'Ches of Kasha. Don't say anything. Shakola mishpichoy shenitma b'Yisrael k'sheim l'asalavai. We hold l'asalavai to all become to her. I will call my shlein savu. But one second, because later on when it comes, Mashiach comes, everyone will come to her. Elyon will be mitzayer them. I will call my shlein savu. Megalin habsulim machiz alem. But let's say it's known. Then your mouth is a pipnok, the Shiva Ishbehem Aksheim. Emes is a Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, the Rishash quotes it. The Rishash quotes in Babasa Daf Nuches, he says, Ayin Rambam Pish Mishnayas, and also the Rab over there. So I looked up the Rambam over there. It's going on the Mishnah over there. And he says, call like that. He says, call. The Rambam says, it's a Mishnah really. The Rambam says, well, we try not to mamzerim. So we try not to make mamzerim. And that's how Shash quotes it also. So it comes out of Maskana that by Din and Nefashis and by Mamzeris, we're not sending our own DNA testing. We're not sending our own DNA testing. You need Eid Mamish, you need Mamish something core. But the DNA is not good enough. We're not sending our DNA. But anything else besides DNA, the Gabe, Agunas, Yerusha, everything else, to tell her who's the real father and so on, that opportunity to b'chayv mezainis or not, that you could do, but to make mezainis you can't. So maybe then, and anything else besides the nefashis and mezainis, then we send them on DNA to via the emes. Yes.
Huh?
You're not megala.
And that doesn't change when you see it.
Right. You don't say anything. Keep quiet. The one who checks, the doctor who knows about it, the doctor knows about it, keeps shut. Doesn't say a word. Huh? There's no No. Nope. That's what it says. I'm quoting.
Isn't that a grandma thing? You don't have to reveal that if you do.
If you have a shidduch, a shatchin, the stomach, you're not going to say anything. Nalata, right, you're right. Nalata. That's different. That was a posh case.
Not even
huh? Doesn't make a difference. One second, let me finish. One second. I can't hear.
Why does Shor have a piece or a mamzer?
There is a specific mamzer, but it has guidelines. You know she lives, she's married. And she lived with someone else. We know she lived with someone else. Then so she's a mamzerim. Okay.
She would be an identical twin. Would it be
same as an identical twin? Maybe not. All right. If there are any new people in the shir today, if you want to be added to the email, they should come to speak to Alicia over here and put on a list for the shurim, future shurim. Okay, call to. Huh? No problem.